after what the Lord put on my heart, if you're not smiling by the end of it, you might have a problem. I'm not here to be mean tonight, so that's a good thing. I'm not here to be mean tonight. If you would flip with me in your Bibles to Joshua, chapter number 1. And you'll just have to bear with me tonight. I don't hardly have any voice left. I was in Kentucky, and then I went from Kentucky. I was at Dad's this morning, and I'm rolling with what I got left. So you just have to bear with me. I don't have a whole lot left, but good news is I don't know how long I'll preach, but I'll give you what I've got. I'll try my very best. I'm hurting all over. Joshua chapter number 1, verse number 9. I'm just going to read one verse of Scripture, and I'll give everybody time to get there. It says, "Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage, and be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." And that's all I'm going to read tonight, and I'm just going to try to give you what the Lord put on my heart. You may be seated. And as I was reading through here the other day, and I was thinking about this scripture, and it said that the Lord would be with us wherever we went, Brother Josh. And I got to thinking about the best friend that I ever had. Now, you know, there's a lot of people in this life, Brother Kevin, that I consider a best friend of mine. Your son's one of them. I mean, I've got a lot of people, Brother Bob, that are best friends, Josh. I mean, I've got people that I can rely on. I've got people that I can call when I need them. I've got people that I can just lean on in a time of a hard time. Adam Beatty. I love Adam Beatty to death. Adam, I went over to his house the other day and talked to him about some problems, and Adam Beatty tried his very best to help me with them. I mean, I've got people I can call. And you think about your best friend and put that person in your mind tonight. I don't know who it is, and it ain't none of my business who it is. And if you ain't got one, you might have one after I get done preaching tonight. But just take that person tonight and just put them in your mind for just a little while. And I want you to really think about them, Dustin. I want you to think about how they treat you. I want you to think about what they do to you. I want you to think about when you call them, if they answer. I want you to take that one person and just keep them in your mind as I preach tonight. And I was reading through here, and I got to thinking about qualities of a best friend. I got thinking about traits of a best friend, Keith, and then I was going through my Bible, and you know all kinds of traits in the Bible. The Lord being my best friend, there's a bunch of them that relate back to Him. So I just picked out a few of the real important ones to me. I don't know about nobody else, but some real important ones to me, Scotty. I went and picked those traits out, and I found the Lord in these scriptures right here on what kind of friend He really is to me. I mean, I've got some real good friends today in the day that I live, but I've got a friend in Jesus that I found out in this Bible that none of my friends will ever be able to beat or overtake. I mean, I've got a friend that has never failed me, Dustin. I've got a friend who loves me beyond measure. And the first trait that I was thinking about when I was reading through these scriptures right here is trust. If I'm going to have a best friend, I need to be able to trust him. If I'm going to have somebody that I'm going to be able to rely on, I want to be able to call you, you answer, and you be able to help me when I need help. I'm not saying that in a selfish manner. I'm not saying that to be mean, but I'm saying if I'm going to be your best friend, you're going to be my best friend. Brother Bill, I want to be able to trust you with everything that I've got. I want to be able to rely on you with everything that I've got. And I can rely on the Lord with everything that I've got. And I've got Bible scriptures to prove it, and I'll give them to you right here in just a minute. But one thing I did notice with my best friend is I was thinking about some of my best friends, Scotty, in the whole world. I mean, not every time that I call them, and they don't always answer me. And it's not because they don't want to. It's not because they don't want to talk to me that day. It's just simply because they've got other things going on in their own life that they've got to get worked out. It's not because they don't want to be my friend anymore. It's just because they've got things in their life, Donnie, that they've got to work on. But I'm glad that the Lord's sole purpose when He saved my soul, Brother Josh, that was to work on me. Every single day when I wake up, Nathaniel, the Lord's working on me. Every time I call on His name, Dustin, He answers me. Every single time, whether I think He does or not, Brother Joe, He's right there with me. It makes no difference what I'm going through. I won't be able to trust you if you're going to be my best friend. I'm not real good at quoting, and I don't want to mess up the Lord's word, so I just wrote a few down here. In Proverbs chapter number 3, verse number 5, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding." That's one of the verses that I found. So if I'm going to, the Bible says for me to trust in Him with all my heart. I can't trust in a mortal man with all of my heart. Gage, me and you are real good friends, I would say. But I don't trust you with all my heart. Don't take that personal. I'm just telling you the way it is. I don't trust you with all my heart. You know why? Because Gage age still, he can still fail me. Yeah. But I'm glad when I trust the Lord with all of my heart. Hey, you don't just give somebody all of your heart unless you really love them. Hey, you don't just give those things away like that. I'm getting married here in June, and I love Chandler with all of my heart. I love her with everything in me, from the bottom of my feet to the top of my head. But she'll still fail me. She'll still come short. But that's just how it is in the world we live in today. But the Lord will never, ever, ever fail you tonight, friend. If you're going to lean on somebody, lean on him. He's trustworthy. You can trust in him. Hebrews chapter number 13, verse number 8 says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He ain't never going to change on you. He ain't going to try to throw you a curveball when you get in the middle of something. Hey, you know, sometimes, Gage, when me and you make plans, they change, don't they? Every now and then, we might be going to hang out or go do something, but it don't always happen. Things happen in our life. Brother Josh, I don't know who your best friend is, but when you make plans with your best friend and you trust they're going to happen, something happens in their life, you may not get to go do whatever it is. And that's just how it is. But I'm glad that the Lord, when he has stamped it down in my heart, Scotty, and he made a plan to work on me, he's going to be the same yesterday, he's going to be the same today, and he's going to be the same forever. Amen. Always. I don't ever have to worry about him changing plans on me. That's trustworthy, if you ask me. I've got a friend that's trustworthy. Best friend, the Lord. I've got a best friend that I can trust in with everything in me, Jordan. I don't have to worry about him switching things up. And I'm not trying to throw any shade at my best friend. I'm just saying, I don't have to worry about the Lord changing nothing on me. Hey, you know, I'm not concerned about those things because he told me in his Bible, in his word, that he would never do it, Nathaniel. Ever. He's never going to do it. That's trustworthy tonight. And I also got to reading through the scriptures, and I was pondering on something else that I like my friends to be. If I'm going to be friends with you, Adam Beatty, I want you to be kind to me. If I'm going to be your friend, I don't want you to be mean to me every time I come around. I don't want you cracking jokes at me every time I come around. You know why? Because I'm going to get mad, Dustin, and I'm going to hit you right in the mouth one of these days. That's just what's going to happen. You're going to make me mad when you start talking about me over and over again, Joe, and I'm going to get real mad and we're going to fight. And that's just how I'm bred. That's just how I am. I can't help it. I'm just that kind of guy. But I'm glad that I've got a friend who's kind to me, Doug. I'm glad that the Lord, he ain't never, ever, ever in my whole entire life ever been mean to me in any aspect of anything that I've ever done. Scotty, you're my brother-in-law, but sometimes me and you butt heads, do we not? You can say it, I agree with it 100%, but I still love you. I mean that with everything in me. You're still kind to me even though we butt heads, ain't you? The Lord ain't never, I've never had to butt heads with the Lord Jesus Christ, Josh. I ain't never had to say, Lord, now what you said the other day, that wasn't quite right, but I've had a couple friends when they say something, I've had to say, well, hey, you know what you said the other day? I'm still brewing on it. I just ain't quite over it yet. You're going to have to leave me alone. The Lord ain't never put me in that situation, Scotty, to where I just said, Lord, what you said, hey, you're just going to have to leave me alone and let me get over it. He ain't never been mean to me. Ever. Never, ever. I've never had him one time in my life, Jordan, be mean to me. Ever. There's been things happen, and I thought, boy, why'd that happen? That don't make a lot of sense. That's because I'm ignorant and he ain't. That's what it is. He ain't never been mean to me. It's just because I don't understand. That's just the honest truth behind it. He's always been kind to me. Every day when I wake up, he's kind to me until I lay down and go to bed at night. He's always kind to me, and I've got Bible to prove it. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 32, it says, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. And that's what God's telling us. He said that we need to be kind to one another just as he is kind to us, Josh. I don't need to come in here and say something out of the way to you or say something out of the way about your family or say something out of the way about where you work. I need to be kind to you. Hey, you know why? Because God told me to, Nathaniel Lender. He told me I need to be nice to you. He told me I need to be nice to this role. That row and that row over there and the people on the sides, Jordan. He told me I need to be nice to everybody. You know why? Because he's nice to me. I want to show people what he's put on the inside of me and just try to give it back to you. Am I always like that? No, I'll be the first to admit it. I'm not always like that. You know why? Because I still battle with flesh, Dustin, and I'm not perfect. But one of these days, I will be. I'm working on it still. But just forgive me if I've said something to you. If I'm going to have a best friend, I want to be kind to him. I'm not going to be best friend to somebody who I only like half the time. That's just the truth. If I only like you half the time, safe bet is I probably ain't going to talk to you. Because I don't never know what's going to come out of your mouth. I don't never know if I'm going to like you or not like you. So the safe bet is I probably just ain't going to talk to you, Scotty. If you was nothing but mean to me every single day, I probably wouldn't talk to you. I would still talk to my sister, but I would not talk to you. Because, if you was mean to me all the time, I would not speak to you. That's just how it is. I don't want to talk to somebody if all there is mean to me. But I'm glad I ain't saying Scotty's like that by no means. Don't take it that way. He's nice to me all the time. I'm just the one hard to put up with most of the time. But I'm not saying anything about Scott. He's just getting used a lot tonight. He just has to look past it. He's my brother-in-law. He signed up for it. But if I'm going to have somebody in my life be my best friend, I want to be nice to me. Ain't that right, Brother Jordan? I mean, you ain't going to. Even a lot of people would say their wife is their best friend. But I'm learning that you're not always nice to one another. I mean, I'm being serious. I'm learning slowly, but I'm learning that you're not always nice to one another. And I'm not saying that about her. I'm saying that about myself. You know why? Because I say things sometimes when I get upset that I don't mean. And I'll admit it to everybody sitting in here tonight, and that's my failure. That's where I fall short, is I say things I don't mean when I get upset. And I'm working on it. I promise I am. But sometimes I just have to sit back after we get out of an argument and say, boy, I don't really understand why she likes me. I don't understand why she still wants to marry me. We ain't sealed it yet. She's still got time to go. I mean, I'd hate it awful bad. But some of the things I say, I'm being real honest with you tonight. I mean it. Some of the things that I say, I don't understand why she hangs around me. I really don't get it, because I'm not always nice, Kevin. When you see me out in town, I try to smile most of the time. I try to be nice when I'm out in town. But when I get away from people and I get to a spot where I can let myself get in my own mind, I'm not as nice as I normally am when you see me out in town. And if you ever catch me like that, probably just leave me alone. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just telling you how it is. I'm not always nice. I don't understand why people would want to hang around me after the way I treat them sometimes. But I've got a God in heaven. No matter how I've ever treated him, he has never gave up on me. Ever. And every time I do something to him, Scotty, you know what he says? He says, I forgive you. I forgive you. I'm not always like that either. I don't always just forgive somebody. Wayne, I just don't. But God has never failed me one time to come to me and say, son, I forgive you. I know what you done. You said those things about me, but I forgive you. He's kind to me. I've got a good friend tonight. Best friend. Best friend I'll ever have. And if you ain't convinced yet, I don't know what's going to convince you. I'm just being real honest with you. And I was thinking about some more traits of a best friend. Traits that I like to see in a best friend is I like somebody to have personality. You know what I'm saying? I like somebody that I can just be myself around. I don't want to have to pretend to be something I ain't when I'm hanging out with somebody. I don't like that. I want them to have their individual personality. I want me to have my individual personality. And I want it all just to work out together if I'm going to be your best friend. If I have to come up to you and pretend I'm interested in something that I ain't interested in to be your best friend, chances are I'm probably not going to try to be your best friend. Because I'm not interested in trying to fake it till I make it. I'm interested in getting something that's real. I want to be best friends and hold on to something that I can hold on to that's a real thing. I don't want to have to play pretend or make-believe my whole life trying to be your friend, Joe Burns. I don't want to do that. But if we've got something, I mean, I've got enough in here with the people that know the Lord to say I could probably sit down and have a real good conversation with you about the Lord. You know why? Because God did that. When God instilled that in every one of us, he gave us all an equal opportunity to become real good friends because of what he done, Scotty. I mean, me and Scotty, we both like to hunt. We both like to fish. We both like to do those things. I mean, we really, I like it. I like to do it. Scotty does too. We can sit down and talk about that for hours on end. But when you talk about the Lord, it's a different kind of love. When you talk about the Lord, it's a different kind of, almost like a different kind of personality. I'm not saying it's a alter ego or nothing like that. I'm just saying, when you get to talking about the Lord, that's something I know about. I mean, that's something that I can talk about, Donnie. That's something I enjoy talking about. I love the Lord with everything in me. I love him, Eli. You need to love him too. I'm proud of that young man right there, and I ain't trying to boast him up, but he loves the Lord, and I can see it. I'm proud of him. I really mean that. See, young people trying to be best friends with the Lord instead of best friends with the world is a big, big thing in the day that we live in today. I mean, we got to find somebody that we can just put everything on and still be ourselves, and them still be their self. Jordan, I ain't going to try to change myself to be your best friend. I'm not. I'm not interested in changing myself. I am who I am by the grace of God, and if anything's going to change me, it'll have to be the Lord. I can't help it. That's how I'm wired. I can't help that. I am what I am, Josh. I can't just change it to be your friend. I can't do that. Me and Gage, we're real good friends. We grew up together in school. We grew up together for just about my whole life, I think. And me and him just always been good friends. I don't know what it is. The thing about me and Gage is we can go 5 months without talking to each other. And when we get back together and talk to each other, it just picks up just like where we left off at the last time. I'm not saying you have to be around him all the time. If you're going to love the Lord, now you're going to have to be around him every single day. You're going to have to try to have a personality match with him every single day when you wake up, because that's the only way you can ever live right. I'm just saying, when you got a good friend that has a good personality that you match up with, all I'm saying is that it'll all work out. It'll always work out. Me and Gage, we can go 5 months without talking to each other, pick back up just where we left off, and talked for hours on end. He came over to the house the other night and stayed, seemed like forever, and we had a good time. We hung out, had a good time. I mean, and we hadn't hung out before that for a long time, but just because we're good friends, it just worked out. So you're going to have somebody, if you're going to be the friend, that your personality is going to have to match up. And the Lord's personality, there's two things that I really thought of in his personality that really stick out to me. And should stick out to you too. First one's love. He's got the most loving personality of anybody that I've ever met. He's got the most loving, kind-hearted personality, Nathaniel Lender, of anybody that I've ever met in my life. He loves me more than my own parents can ever love me. He loves me more than my best friend can love me. He loves me more than my fiance can love me. He loves me more than my church can love me. I don't know how many of you in here love me, but I like to think there might be a couple, you know, Josh. I like to think a few people might love me in here, Dustin. But the thing is, you can't love me like the Lord can love me. And I can't tell you what that means, so don't ask me. Try it. I can't explain that to you. You say, well, you need to. Well, I can't. I just can't. I can't. I got Bible. And I'm fixing to give it to you here in just a minute. I've got Bible, but I can't tell you what it feels like to be loved by God. It's love on a whole different level that my tongue can't explain. I mean, it's just, it's wonderful. John 15:13 is one of my favorite verses in the whole Bible. It says, greater love hath no man than this, except the man lay down his life for his friends. I wouldn't do that for you, Josh. I consider you a pretty good friend, but I wouldn't do that for you. And I'm not going to lie to you and tell you I would. I mean, I just know it. I know it on the inside that when push come to shove and I was supposed to jump in front of a bullet for you, I'm not going to tell you that I would do it. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to say I'd let you down. I'm just trying to tell you. I care about myself. I mean, I just be honest with you. I care about myself. I care about myself more than just jumping in front of a bullet. I mean, I really do, Dustin. I'm not going to tell you that if a train was coming down the road and it was me or you going to get hit, that I wouldn't walk off. I mean, I ain't trying to be funny tonight. I'm just saying I can't love you and I can't stick up for you and I can't put my life down like the Lord did, Doug. I can't do that. I can't. Never, and I ain't gonna. I probably never will. I'm not gonna. I would be lying to you if I said I would, because I don't know. So I'm not gonna tell you I will. Maybe I might. I don't know. Just according to how I felt in the moment, I guess. But God's love is something that's beyond anything that I can touch. 1 John chapter number 1 verse 5 it says, or 1 John chapter number 4 verse 8 it says, he that loveth not knoweth not God, For God is love. That's what he is, Scotty. He is love. That's one of his strongest traits, Nathaniel, is love. That's what he is. It said that that is what he is. I'm A.J. Waters, and God is love. I'm wicked, he's love. That's what he is. He's got a good trait and his personality. The other one I thought about is, I'll try to hurry up. Another one I thought about is his light that he puts off. Somebody's personality, when you go out in the middle of town, Nathaniel, and I'm going to go on record saying this, most people, when they see Nathaniel Ender in town, they know that it's Nathaniel Ender. They know that. Either if they, and they just know. Nathaniel Ender's Nathaniel Ender. When I go out into town, people know it's me, Josh. I'm AJ. They know it's me. Adam Beatty, when you walk around, people see you, they say, right there's Adam Beatty. It's just what you put off. It's what you put off. I put off the traits of A.J. Waters. People know that I'm A.J. Waters because of how I act. People know that's Nathaniel Ender because of how he acts. People know that's Adam Beatty because of how he acts. They know you by how you act. Joe, they know you by how you act. They know me because of how I act. When I walk out into a place and I start acting like myself, they say, that's A.J. Waters. Most of the time, people can hear me before they see me. A.J.'s here. I can hear him. I put off a certain, I'm not going to tell you whether it's a good or bad thing. I hope it's a good thing. I try for it to be a good thing. I do. But people may not think the same thing. They may not. But God puts off a certain kind of light when you get around him. God's people, he puts that light in you. When people get around you, they say, he knows the Lord. It ain't because nothing you've done. It's just because what the trait that God had rubbed off on you, Josh. You hang around somebody long enough, their traits are going to rub off on you. You hang around the Lord long enough, his light's going to rub off on you, Scotty. I got Bible behind it. 1 John chapter 1, verse number 5, it says, God is the light, and in him is no darkness. And at the end of it, it says, at all. Zero. Not 1%, not 0.000001, none of that, Josh. It says none at all. He is solely loving and light in his personality. I'm glad I've got a friend like that, Brother Joe. I'm glad I've got a good friend. Now, I want you to be thinking about this in your mind. When you leave out these doors tonight and you have a problem, are you going to call on the Lord, or are you going to call on your best friend down here? Are you going to call on him, the one that, what I found when I read it and studied through it was that he can help me more than you can, Dustin. He's going to be able to help me more than Gage Smith, Scotty, Colby Waters, Ben Cooper, Trevor Wright, any of them boys. He's going to be able to help me more than any of them guys will ever be able to help me in any aspect of my life. I love them guys, every one of them. Every one of them. I love them. My dad, I love him. I'd fight you over my dad. I would wear you out if you talked about my dad. I love that man. But the Lord loves me more than my dad loves me. And I don't show that trait when people talk about the Lord that way. I mean, people talk about the Lord, we kind of just, I'll get away from that. I'll step over here, let them do their thing. I've caught myself doing that a few times. I really have. I'll just step out of the way and just, they'll quit in a minute. But would you do that if it was your best friend? If somebody was talking about your wife, would you stand there and just say, well, they'll quit in a minute? Or would you take up for them? I'm going to go on record and saying this. Over 2,000 years ago, I'm going to say he took up for you. I'm going to say he stood somewhere where you couldn't, Cohen. And he took up for you. But when it comes time, Brother Jesse, for us to take up for him, we run off. We leave and act like a bunch of cowards over it. And I'm not calling anybody in here a coward. I'm a coward. How's that? There's been times I've walked away from it and not took up for the Lord. He took up for me. And that leads me to the next, and I'll be done right after this. If I'm going to have a best friend, I want that person to be protective. You say, what do you mean? I'm not going to stand here and tell you every fight that I have, I can fight by myself. If you was to stand up and tell me to fight right now, I would hope somebody would come over here and help me. Because if not, you're going to beat me to death. You're bigger than I am. I know that. Same with that one right there. He's 7 foot tall. I ain't going to fight him. If he stands up to fight me, I'm probably going to run off. Just how it is. I can pick my fights. I'm not no dummy. I mean, really. Brother Joe, I'm not an idiot. But if he was to stand up and say, I'm fixing to wear you out, I'd hope maybe Gage or Scotty would get up and try to help me a little bit. That's what I'm relying on. But the thing is they may not. They may think, well, he's whooped. That's all she wrote. He's whooped right there. I'm just going to sit over here and help him up when he gets done whooping him. I want somebody that's going to help me. I want somebody that's going to be kind of protective when I get in the spot against an adversary. And not all my best friends are like that. I've got a couple that probably fight anybody. I've got a couple friends that probably just toe up with whoever stood up in front of them. I mean that. They would. I've got a couple of friends that's great big old fellas, real big old fellas, that I would trust to be behind me, just knowing that when they stood up, the other person would probably walk away. I mean, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm being dead serious right now. But whether that they would stand beside me and fight with me, I do not know. I don't know, Josh. If I was to get into it right now with somebody, whether Scotty would get up and come over here and help me, if it was 2-on-1, whether Scotty would get up and come over and help me, I do not know. But I know one. I know one. That it don't matter on which angle I get attacked on, Dustin. I can get attacked from every side. I can get attacked from the top to the bottom and all the way around. I know one who's not going to flee from me. I know one who's going to protect me. I've got a friend that I know. All those other ones, I could say that I've got friends that could do all those other things. But this one right here is kind of a make or break, if you know what I'm saying. I'm not saying if you don't help me fight, I ain't going to be your friend. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that I can't tell you for sure if any of my friends would help me when I got in that position. I don't know that. But I know the Lord will. He always has. He's never told me no. He's never left me in those battles by myself. He's never turned around and walked off and said, well, you ain't hardly fighting good enough. I'm just going to go on somewhere. He ain't never said, I feel like I'm having to do it all on my own and you're just standing there. He never done that. Never. And he never will. Whoever said that? He never will. Ever. You know why? Because I've got a best friend who's going to protect me when it comes time I can't protect myself. I mean that. And if you don't know that tonight, you can. That's the good news. If you've got a friend and you think, well, he didn't really match up with all them qualities, I'd probably find a new friend. I'd probably find somebody who's nice to me, who loves me, who cares for me, who's going to help me, who's going to be around when I need them. I'd probably try and find somebody like that. And there's plenty of those people right in here. So if you're needing one, just look around. There's a bunch of them. I mean that. And if they ain't, come tell me. I'll be your friend. I may not be what you're looking for, but I'll try my best. You know, I'm going to try. We don't have anybody like the Lord. Never will. I don't care how you look at it. I don't care what you do. You'll never have nobody like the Lord. Good mark, brother.